Think about the last time you were completely certain about something technical, a design decision, a security assumption, a model choice, and turned out to be wrong in a way that was both obvious in hindsight and completely invisible before. That sensation is baked into almost every story on Hacker News today, and it makes for one of the more intellectually rich Saturdays we've had in a while. Welcome to IntelliJix HN Daily for Saturday, August 15th, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. Marcus, you're not wrong. Today's lineup has this recurring theme of hidden assumptions cracking open under pressure. Whether that's a language model that people swear has gotten worse, a coin-sized device that can reportedly interface with a Boeing 737 systems, or a mathematical framework for curves that's been quietly waiting for the right application. There's a lot to work through today.
For new listeners, a quick word before we dive in. While all of our content comes from Hacker News, we're an independent podcast. We have no affiliation with Y Combinator or Hacker News. We're not endorsed by them, and we're certainly not sponsored. We're genuinely just fans of that community who think these conversations deserve a wider audience.
And speaking of that community, if you haven't spent time on Hacker News itself, please do. The URL is news.combinator.com, and the real treasure is in the comment threads. Today's top story about Qwen 3.8-27b has over 700 comments from researchers, engineers, and practitioners actually working with these models. Today's GLM 5.3 discussion has 543 comments. We can give you the shape of these conversations, but the community gives you the depth. It's genuinely one of the best technical forums on the internet.
Here's what we're covering today. The AI segment is enormous. We've got three major model releases or discussions happening simultaneously. Qwen 3.8-27b landed on Hugging Face with a massive response. GLM 5.3 from Jipu AI is making noise specifically around what they're calling emergent cyber capabilities, which we'll unpack carefully. And there's a substantial thread asking a pointed question: why does Claude's Opus 5 feel worse to work with? That last one is the kind of feedback that keeps model teams up at night.
On the security and surveillance front, cryptographer Matthew Green published a piece titled "Everything is About to Go Dark" about law enforcement hacking as a response to encrypted communications. That pairs uncomfortably well with a Wired story about a coin-sized device that can apparently hack a Boeing 737's avionics. We'll cover the technical and policy dimensions of both.
We're also getting into developer tools and infrastructure. Firefox is now the last major browser supporting uBlock Origin, which has real implications for how we think about browser monoculture. RustDesk shipped true unattended remote access for Wayland, which is a quiet but meaningful milestone for the Linux desktop. And Anthropic published a post on maximizing the value of Claude code sessions that's generating strong opinions in the HN thread.
There's a wonderful mix of creative and mathematical stories today, too. Eigendrum, a project that lets you draw any shape and hear what it sounds like as a drum, is genuinely delightful. There's a deep dive on hyper-Bézier curves. Someone found a 31-year-old Easter egg in Echo the Dolphin. And there's a piece on how a 1930s German tape recorder, the magnetophon, quietly changed the physics of radio broadcasting. We'll also touch on a magnitude 7.7 earthquake off the coast of Indonesia that struck earlier today.
And we'll close with our What If We're Wrong segment, examining the strongest counter-argument to the HN consensus on AI coding assistance, plus a curriculum corner on antitrust law, because the Firefox and browser ecosystem story really does call for it. A lot of ground to cover. Let's get into it.